coherence, fractured mirrors reflecting the chaos of our time. I was born a black woman and now I am become a Palestinian. Against the relentless laughter of evil, there is less and less living room, and where are my loved ones? It is time to make our way home. June Jordan, Moving Towards Home, 1982. Coherence, fractured mirrors reflecting the chaos of our time. One. The years point past reality TV show style genocide in Northeast Africa. U.S. constraints contain no peace, and talk cheapens the bodies sacrificed in the thought bludgeoned, tinkering, meta-terrorized edges of mind fright. The consecrated body on fire. Shaban al-Dalu, 19 years old, a software engineering student in Gaza, burned alive with his mother in a tent when an Israeli airstrike hit the Al-Aqsa Hospital refuge in Deir al-Balah. Shaban on an IV drip, the result of an earlier airstrike on Al-Aqsa Mosque, to where he and his family fled after being displaced from their home by the IDF. Shaban, responsible for the care of two younger brothers, two younger sisters, and his parents, sacrificed at the pyre of fear, revenge, and U.S. politics. 125 hostages tunneled deep in the care of Gaza Liberation maligned Hamas guerrillas labeled militants by Western corporate media, highlighting the cheers that rise from angst-saturated tongues of Israeli citizens grown up from pups to harbor bludgeon, blind theft and murder as God's commandment. The Zionist state othering the unseen Palestinian othered. Zion's masters skewing their own imaginary, writing terror and strewing the blood and the bodies of their captives on sanctuary walls. Two. An honest accounting requires that you call Hamas what they be, freedom fighters, identifying Israeli apartheid as colonizer state, spotlit in history's sunshine, a flaming Zionist fringe executing war by starvation and free-falling U.S. bombs, pushing U.S. unipolarity as imperial orderless settler domination, fed by military-industrial complexions, aggregating dollars at the expense of lives ripped up in capitalist doublespeak, the talk of two-state solutions when no such be even remotely possible, where the American colonists order seeds solitary settlement situated in the Holy Land, moving inexorably to wider war with Iran in the name of U.S. hegemony as the only conversation on the table. The Israeli state, a U.S. aircraft carrier bludgeoning Northeast Africa. Three. Another Palestinian mother carrying her child's severed head in a plastic bag. Another Israeli mother agonizing over her child's year-long captive fate. Another Palestinian father's bleeding hands digging rubble from his daughter's eviscerated body. Another Israeli father protesting his son's military sacrifice. Palestine, the besieged land, land of too many tears.